first and I just ended up crying in tears. I was just touched by how powerful our God is. You know, that He's fighting for us. Whatever problems we go through in life, God is fighting for you and I every single day. All we need to do is fix our eyes on who He is. Not on our problems, but onto God. Because the God that we worship, He is mighty. He created the heavens and the earth. You know, I sometimes feel like I said it to my young people so many times, that we underestimate who God is. I underestimate who He is, what He can do. When I face mountains in my life and the struggles I come across, I keep my eyes fixed on those struggles instead of fixing my eyes on who God is. But this verse in Romans 8:11, it says, the same power that raised Christ from the dead is living in us. Just take that in. The same Christ that raised Jesus from the grave lives inside you and I. Wow. That means we can do great things on this earth. Jesus promised when He went back to His Father, He said to His disciples, as a word of comfort and encouragement, He said, I will go to my Father in heaven, but I'm going to leave behind my Spirit, His Spirit of truth. His Spirit of truth. I will leave behind my Spirit. And you will be able to do greater things. The miracles that we see in the Bible, we can do miracles through the Spirit of Christ Jesus. We can do greater things, He said. I love this quote, came across this quote a few years ago, but it says, our problems may seem overwhelming, but God's power is stronger than any obstacles we may face. The task ahead of you is never as great as the power behind you. First Chronicles 6:14 says, by His power God raised the Lord from the dead, and He will also raise us up. There are loads of different verses you can come across in the Bible that encourages our faith. We need to spend more time reading His Word. We need to spend more time relying on His Spirit. But the great thing is, He promises already that He will leave behind His Spirit. The only thing we need to do is accept Him into our life. Ask for His forgiveness. Accept Him into our life. Then automatically, the Spirit of Christ Jesus lives inside each one of us. So, we're going to listen to another song, but when this song finishes, for the intercession, I thought it's going to be great for all of us here just to split into teams of groups of three or four, and for us to pray for one another. You may want to ask God to fill you once again with His Spirit, to refresh your spirit. This is a time, opportunity for you to just, ask God to come into your life again, or to pray for other people that who may go through the things that we see in the video clip, who may struggle with depression, loneliness, sickness, whatever issues they're struggling, we're going to spend that time praying for one another. So we're going to listen to another song right now, and then we'll do that next. Thank you.